Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Last night at PNC Arena, it was just another day, another win for the Carolina Hurricanes and goaltender Spencer Martin. Find the lie, never lost. As our friend LeVar Ball once said, never lost. Said that on national television. It was brilliant. Spencer Martin joins us on the Adam Gold Show. First of all, thank you very much for doing this on an off day, because I know that there was no practice and no media availability, so I'm sure you have better things to do than talk to me. So thank you very much for doing that. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
I am fascinated by just the way this has turned out. You start the season in Columbus. We all know the waiver situation. Carolina claims you. When this whole thing started, did you think at all in terms longer than tomorrow or the next day? Well, walk me through how you looked at this opportunity.
I didn't know exactly what to expect, but, you know, as a professional, I've kind of gotten used to just going one day at a time. And, you know, my first couple of days here were extremely fun. We had the mom's trip, and then we went on the road, played that game in Boston. And then, you know, ever since then, just kind of been taking it a day at a time and really enjoying being welcomed into this team and this culture here.
I spoke to you, I think it was before the game against Arizona, before the break, about that whole thing. Like, all those moms knew each other, right? They had been, there's a lot of familiarity. And here we are, it's your first game. You'd only been around for a handful of days, and your mom was thrust into that. You might be kind of conditioned to, you know, these situations, but I don't think your mom is. How was that like for her?
Oh, actually, I think she's been in every, you know, fight or battle of my hockey career with me. So she's well seasoned as well. So we really embraced it and had fun with it. But yeah, it's been a whirlwind of a season. but definitely enjoying it and, you know, staying in the moment has been the most important thing, I feel.
I would imagine you would have to, because I mean, we all know the numbers game. That's what's, you know, in so many ways, being on a, you know, a pro, whether it's in the National Hockey League, the NBA, NFL, you look at the roster, can only have so many players, and Carolina's got four goalies, right? One of them is on the injured list. One of them is hurt, which is why you were brought in when Pyotr Kochetkov was injured. He was dealing with a concussion. And so we know at some point things have to change. But did you allow yourself at all to think that, well, I could do this and stay? Or, I mean, I'm just fascinated by this whole dynamic. I mean, how do you deal with that?
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely aware. I mean, as a professional, you understand that, you know, especially coming to a team that's this good, there's going to be, you know, a ton of, you know, they've built a team that they have tons of options, and they have, you know, a nice stable of goalies and defensemen and forwards. So, you know, everybody's in a situation where they're, you know, just trying to chip in and help the team, you know, whenever your number is called. You know, so just taking it, like I said, you know, it's a cliche, but just taking it a day at a time and kind of you know, just making sure that I prepare myself for you know, any type of situation, so that if it pops up that I get a chance to play, then that I'd be ready. So, yeah, you know, just getting to play the last few days has been awesome. But I've also enjoyed every day here as a Hurricane. So yeah.
You went 24 days between starts, between Boston and Vegas, was 24 days. Yes, there was about an 11-day, 10-11-day break for the All-Star game in a bye week. How have the guys been welcoming to you? How have they made you feel at home?
I think it's been really, really special. I've been to a number of organizations now, and a lot of them have been fantastic and made me feel a part of the team. But I really can't. I would say that Carolina more than any other has just made me and my wife feel extremely happy to be here and welcome. And that kind of stuff starts off the ice, and then it makes you just that much more motivated when you get a chance to play with them. It just makes you feel like you're playing with your brothers. And I've only been here a month, so saying that may sound a little odd, but I really do feel like I'm playing with my friends out there, and it makes you that much more motivated.
Who was the first guy to reach out to you?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, my sister and brother-in-law are really good friends with Jalen Chatfield and his girl, and so we had that connection. And then from there, Jacob Slavin, leader on this team, kind of brought us under his wing, and I can't really say enough about how he's played a role in making me feel confident and comfortable here. But also, it's just really everyone. This dressing room is really energetic and enthused and fun to be around every day, and they've brought me right into that.
So did you know Jalen from Vancouver, because you guys were both with Vancouver at one point?
Actually, yeah, I did know him from the past, but it was my brother-in-law Jonah Gajewicz, who plays for the Panthers. He was with Utica and Vancouver at the time that Chatty was with Vancouver, and so I got to meet him both when we played against each other. They were really good friends on that team. And then in the summer, I got to meet Chatty as well. And, loved him, kept in touch with him even when we weren't playing together. But so getting to come here was a, special chance to play with somebody that you're already buddies with.
You mentioned Jacob Slavin. It's hard to find a better human being, honestly, than Jacob. And what's it like to play behind him and watch him do his thing on a nightly basis?
Yeah, like you said, I mean, he's literally, I look up to him, as a man too. He's pretty outstanding. And then on the ice, he's also, as good of a defenseman as anybody in the league, right? So that's pretty awesome. And I can, even in my three games, I can count, handfuls of plays that he's made really, really simple that are tough plays for a defenseman and a goalie to handle, and so I appreciate him on the ice as well.
Spencer Martin is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Carolina goaltender 3-0 as a Hurricane. Where are you? Are you still in a hotel? What is the? I mean, I hate to pry, and we're not going to come visit you and bring you a covered dish or something. But are you living in a hotel? What's going on? What's the life living arrangements like?
Yeah, I'm just still posted up at the hotel. So, coming to you live from the hotel room, but we're making the most of it. We've kind of turned it into an apartment and doing our best at that. So, the hurricanes have made us, every accommodation as easy as possible since we got here. But we're still in the hotel for now.
So what do you do? Like today, you don't have practice. There's no media. I'm sure there were meetings or whatever, and people got treatment. So what was today like? You guys, you're not just kicking around in the Best Western. What's going on?
Well, had a good sleep in today because we've had quite a bit of travel, and then all of a sudden I played two games, and so I felt like it was a great day to get some rest. But I was just texting some of the guys and asking them for, golf course recommendations. I've been out to the Duke course and played there. So maybe, I was thinking about possibly playing nine holes tonight, but you know, like I said, it was a really a nice opportunity to rest up and then you know, get ready for some tough opponents coming up.
Yeah, I'll give the Washington Duke Inn a recommendation. That's five stars right there. States Golf Course is also good. If you haven't been out to Lonnie Pool, all three universities have great tracks here. And so, the golf here in the area is probably pretty good. So, if anybody is, listening who can hook Spencer Martin up, by all means, let's get him out to, wherever you want to play. Look, I thank you very much for all of this. It's been fun to watch. I mean, I don't know what happened in Columbus, but I hope the Carolina Hurricanes, can continue to take advantage of how well you've been playing. So it's been a blast. Keep it going.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, thank you very much. It's been just as fun on my end, and you know, especially playing at PNC yesterday, and just you know, getting to experience the crowd from, you know, from the ice. Pretty special thing they have going on here, and you know, like I said, every day has been extremely, you know, it's been a blessing for me, and I'm enjoying it for sure.
How was the surge?
Well, I was happy that nobody called me out, but my timing was off on some of the, I guess, the claps we do, but I'll hopefully get more opportunities to work on that. And yeah, just what a fun culture to join.
Yeah, they certainly do have a good time. Piotr, by the way, about hockey, your poke check yesterday, and like, I thought it was fitting because I think Piotr Kochetkov is, I think he might have a patent on the poke check at this point. And then he also loses his stick a lot. So I thought it was a pretty cool tribute to Piotr that on the poke check, your stick ended up in the corner. Did you do that on purpose? And then like just nod towards Piotr just to say, I could do that too.
That's funny, actually. I was thinking to myself, I was watching how often he, you know, pulls it off and how good he is at it. And I was thinking to myself, the reason I don't poke check as much is because I don't like poke checking my teammates in practice.
Right.
So, you know, just gets a little bit confrontational. So I'm like, yeah, but when I just kind of did it out of reflex yesterday, I went into him after the first period. I was like, dude, I'm picking up from you a little bit there. And I think he understood what I was saying, but yeah, something that I don't do as often as him, but happy it worked out.
Quite effective on Joey Anderson, and I look forward to seeing it more. Spencer Martin, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You got it. Spencer Martin here on the Adam Gold Show. I did think that was incredibly appropriate that, first of all, it was a big play without getting into the, you know, the nitty-gritty of the game. I think it's 1-0 at the time.
Yeah.
It might have even been 0-0 at the time. I'm trying to remember the sequence of events. But, you know, it's forget about the 5-on-3 where he made two great saves. One on Tyler Johnson, the other on Ryan Donato. But it's Joey Anderson, number 15, if you were at the game, is coming down the slot. Chicago was in transition. And he comes out with this poke check, and all of a sudden it sticks in the corner. And I thought two things. One, the poke check, I thought that was Piotr's deal. It's like, that's his.
Yeah.
And the second, I'm like, oh, look at that. The goalie stick's over there.
Yeah.
I thought, how fitting.
I know.
Just how fitting it was. It was dynamite. I thank Spencer Martin for his time. Yeah, not surprised that he has taken, taken up with Jalen Chatfield and Jacob Slavin.
All fun guys.
Slavin is as good a dude as you're ever going to meet. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's just such a nice person. And yes, they're very faith-based. And I know Spencer is as well, as is Jalen. And I know Jalen and Jacob go to the same church. all of that. I assume Spencer has incorporated himself into that while he's here as well. It's been a month. But they're just really, really good people. I love talking to Jacob. It's also been really cool to see how Jacob has allowed his personality to come out now. And Jacob is actually, I love talking to Jacob. He just, yeah. You don't want to abuse it because, I mean, Jacob can be a lot of fun when you talk to him. He gets it. He understands the deal now. When he was younger, it was just like,
he's more like pulling teeth.
It was just, he's not really going to give you anything. And that's fine. It's not his job. But I say the same thing about Jordan Stahl. I can have so much fun now talking with Jordan that, honestly, I couldn't 6 or so years ago. But Jordan is a blast for me to talk with.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.